Welcome to our fourth presentation from our podcast, Godhead is Light, Nescience is Darkness. Almost half a century ago, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the author of over 80 books translated from ancient Sanskrit into English, remarked that problems of hunger were not due to overpopulation, but mismanagement. He explained that the personality of Godhead, being the father of all living beings, was perfectly capable of supplying food to all his children, pointing out how even in the jungles, elephants who have such a great capacity for eating get their needs met. This is always the case unless we humans interfere. We have a crisis of misinformation across the globe, disseminated by a small, powerful group of atheists who seek to take the place of God with their foolish, self-serving agendas, displacing and replacing the Lord's perfect arrangements with their own deranged, artificial, and less than optimal programs, which have, are, and will only cause more suffering and pain to all living beings while temporarily benefiting those who have forgotten that no one can cheat death, no matter how clever they may think themselves to be. This mentality is not new, but has existed from the beginning of time. There will always be a difference of opinion between the theists and the atheists. One acknowledges the supremacy of the Supreme Lord, and the other defies and denies. The Lord will always predominate, as He is the controller and owner of everything. But the atheists can certainly create an unwholesome situation with great suffering, as we are witnessing across the globe. Our children, who are innocent and impressionable, have been filled with unnecessary fears. As a direct result, we see increasing rates of addiction problems, anxiety disorders, and suicides. What a tragic situation, especially when there are so many contrived issues, creating constant doubt and worry in them about their futures. They are being told we have overpopulation. When the U.S. alone spent $1.8 billion in 2017 for farmers not to grow food. They are terrified over this purported pandemic when statistics show it is far less a cause for concern than we are being led to believe. They are fearful of global warming when scientists worldwide who are independent of government agencies are saying this is simply not the case. Certainly there are problems that need solving, but we also need to understand the root of them. And the solutions must come from a different source than we have looked to thus far. Otherwise, our situation would not be so dire. If we continue to attempt to solve problems from a purely external level, we will continue on the road we are disastrously going down. Our hearts have been shut down due to obnoxious, degraded images that we see constantly flooding us over the media with lying propaganda and sensationalism and angled news stories designed to keep us in fear of everything, including one another. Technology is separating us from our own emotions, our own connection to one another, our own connection to God. But this can all be turned around. And to do this, we need a proper foundation from which to understand everything we observe and hear. We are being indoctrinated to accept there is no absolute truth, and reality is simply relative to what one believes. If we buy into this atheistic philosophy, then we are doomed to an ever-changing landscape of half-truths, covered truths, distorted truths, and outright lies being advertised as truth, almost like being in a carnival house where the walls, floors, and ceiling are in constant motion and one cannot trust their next step. Who can feel any peace of mind in such a precarious condition? But there is an absolute platform of truth, a firm foundation from which we can understand things as they are, and as they have been since the beginning of creation. There is a reality separate from any speculation, and that is the plane of reality we are presenting through these timeless literatures, available to anyone who is interested to go beyond the relative truths of this world and find real solutions to the persistent problems which we are facing. We are very proud of our modern inventions, which are taking us farther and farther away from the life the Lord has arranged for us. Why do we think that 100 artificial smells in the advertised country fresh smell of a popular bathroom aerosol is better than the natural fragrances of the earth given freely by God, which do not cause cancer and are not tested on poor, innocent animals, and provide every benefit we could desire by the one who truly loves us and desires our real welfare? It is time we begin to look carefully at our lives and ask ourselves if the way we are living is bringing us the happiness we are seeking, or have we become puppets in the hands of clever marketers who know just how to appeal to our emotions and senses to persuade us to purchase products which, in the end, never live up to the promises made. Please kindly take advantage of the books we offer, and feel free to email us with any of your questions. The issues appear complex, but the solutions based on these ancient teachings are simple, time-tested, and will truly satisfy the heart. Thank you for listening.